Peter Harrett, owner, general manager of Mighty Peace GM and Power Sports and RV in Peace River. Thank you very much for joining us. Summer months are here, or at least they're right around the corner, and that means everybody loves to go traveling, haul out the vehicles, and just go cruising, I guess, eh?
Yeah, we're quite excited to see all the Corvettes and the Camaros coming back out of storage after a long winter there. So we definitely love those loud gas engines in those sports cars, and we're quite excited to see them.
But if I'm not mistaken, there are also alternatives to hauling the car out. I guess the kinds of vehicles, correct?
Definitely. GM has definitely introduced a new unit to us. It has a bit of a black cloud over it initially. But it seems like the black cloud is going away a little bit just because we're learning more about it. But obviously you're referring to our electric vehicles.
The electric vehicle, a lot of negative publicity has come over the electric vehicle, especially in rural Alberta, but if I'm not mistaken, there are quite a few benefits to having an electric vehicle, is there not?
Yeah, there is. I mean, definitely, you know, there was more of a black cloud on them just because we didn't know enough about them. One of the things that we learned is that as you're driving the electric vehicles around the Peace Country, they actually recharge themselves while you're driving. So you actually get longer battery life than normal out of them. So that's a positive.
In your estimation, Peter, is there more of a fit in the rural lifestyle to the electric vehicle than initially thought of or one might think?
There is a little bit of a fit. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all about the gas and we're all about the diesel. We live in Alberta. We're Albertans. We live here in the Peace Country. We have our 30 and our 40 below, and we need those diesel and gas engines to rely on a daily basis. As an alternative, you know, for your round town, round Peace Country car, SUV, truck, we do have the electric vehicle. And again, you know, Mighty Peace is all about change. We like to do business the way we're doing because obviously it's working for us, you know, to stick with our gas and diesel. But we're not opposed to change. Change is definitely good, and we'll rely on the gas and diesel engines forever and a day, I'm sure. But we are introducing the electric vehicles, and they are proving to be a good fit around town. And again, I'm not all about the EVs, but they definitely have their place as a second vehicle for around the Peace Country. And again, you know, they charge themselves while they're driving, so that's a huge asset.
And you mentioned before the interview here that, yes, you're right, EVs do have their place for, I guess, puttering around town and not necessarily taking long trips to Grand Prairie, Slave Lake, Edmonton, that sort of thing, correct?
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm driving one right now just to showcase it, just to try it, just to learn about it, and just to drive it all around the Peace Country area, whether I go to Manning, whether I go to Napa. It actually is working surprisingly and is working very well. But again, when I need my diesel truck, it's there. When I need to go to Edmonton, I jump in the gas SUV, and we have that reliability always.
Electric chargers, I guess, are not necessarily a dime a dozen, but I guess with the way of thinking of puttering around town, the electric chargers, or lack thereof, that the infrastructure has been put out by General Motors, it may not necessarily there, but it can, you know, electric vehicles can still work, correct?
Yes, especially for the out-of-town electric vehicle owners. You know, they stop at our dealership, they'll stop at the Ford dealership, they'll stop at Northern Sunrise. You know, that's where the chargers are right now. But as for somebody owning an electric vehicle, you know, they just plug it in the nighttime into their house, next morning it's charged, and away they go again. So it works. You know, your house works perfectly for you as the owner of the vehicle in Peace River and or the Peace Country. But for the out-of-towners, absolutely, it's a bit of an inconvenience for them because we don't have enough chargers in the Peace Country to be able to charge their vehicles as they're driving through the Peace Country.
With Alberta being the industrial province that they are, we know that gas engines are not going to go away. But as you call them, internal combustion engine vehicles and the electric vehicles, can they coexist more than one might think.
I think the, as time goes on, that's going to be determined. And, I mean, right now, to have a second vehicle as an electric vehicle, yeah, it works. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're not getting away from our internal combustion, whether it be gas or diesel. They're here for a long run, that's for sure.
Give it a try. Why not?
Why not? Leasing is a good way to go if you're looking at leasing electric vehicles. We have them, and we've actually leased a few already, and it's been working for our customers so far.
Peter Harrod is the owner and general manager of Mighty Peace GM and Powersports and RV here in Peace River. Peter, hey. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate that, too.